Good morning from your friends at Zion Lutheran Church in beautiful Silver Hill, Alabama, and welcome to our Sunday morning worship encouragement, God's Loving Kindness in the Morning. Let's begin with Martin Luther's morning prayer. I thank you, my Heavenly Father, through Jesus Christ, your dear Son, that you have kept me through the night from all harm and danger. I pray that you would keep me this day from all sin and evil, that in all my thoughts and words and deeds I may serve and please you. Into your hands I commend my body and soul and all that is mine. Let your holy angels be with me, that the evil one may have no power over me. This I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. The Lord is in his holy temple. His throne is in heaven. The Lord is near to all who are of a humble and a contrite spirit. He hears the requests of the penitent and listens to their prayers. Let us therefore draw near with boldness to his throne of grace and confess our sins. Be gracious to me, O God, according to thy loving kindness. According to the greatness of thy compassion, blot out my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. For I know my transgressions, and my sin is ever before me. Against thee, thee only, I have sinned, and done what is evil in thy sight, so that thou art justified when thou dost speak, and blameless when thou dost judge. Behold, I was brought forth in iniquity, and in sin my mother conceived me. Behold, thou dost desire truth in the innermost being, and in the hidden part thou wilt make me know wisdom. Purify me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Make me to hear joy and gladness. Let the bones which thou hast broken rejoice. Hide thy face from my sins, and blot out all my iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and uphold me with thy free spirit. Lutherans subscribe to the great confessions of faith of the early church. God has not changed, and our faith remains firm in the teachings of the Bible. That's why we often share what is called the Apostles' Creed in our weekly worship. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated on the right hand of God the Father Almighty, from where he shall come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Well, let's pray together as we ready our hearts for today's Bible reading. Gracious Lord Jesus, thank you for coming to the earth and sharing your good news of salvation for mankind. Open your holy word to us this morning. Along with our Heavenly Father and your Holy Spirit, minister to our hearts and nurture us in your word. Amen. Is there any place we can go to get peace? Is there anyone we can seek out that can give us peace among the changes we experience? God's word has something to say to us when we are caught up in big things that want to sweep us along and carry us away. The lesson is from Philippians 4, verses 4 through 13. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say rejoice. Let your gentleness be known to all men. The Lord is at hand. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Finally, brethren, whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of good report, if there is any virtue and if there is anything praiseworthy, meditate on these things. The things which you learned and received and heard and saw in me, these do, and the God of peace will be with you. But I rejoiced in the Lord greatly that now at last your care for me has flourished again. though you surely did care, but you lacked opportunity. Not that I speak in regard to need, for I have learned in whatever state I am to be content. I know how to be abased, and I know how to abound. Everywhere and in all things I have learned both to be full and to be hungry, both to be abound and to suffer need. I can do all things through Christ, who strengthens me. The central question that comes out of this lesson is this: when life is a mess, how can we get the peace and solace we need to live in this hectic world? The answer, the big idea, could not be clearer. Peace comes through Jesus Christ. Philippians explains, you need peace? Think rightly about the Jesus you received. Think about the truth. Many things in life are hidden. Truth opens up what is hidden from sight. Choose to think about what is in the light, things that are plain and clear, the things which you learned and received and heard and saw in God's people. Put those things into practice. These do, and the God of peace will be with you. Think about the noble. Focus on the honorable. Focus on the things that build and recognize character. Think on those things that are honest to goodness, real, not the fake, not artificial. These are the things which you learned and received and heard and saw in God's leadership. Put them into practice. These do, and the God of peace will be with you. Think about the just. Same idea. Put those things into practice. Think about purity. Think about those things that reflect a spirit that knows God and His integrity, that is honest with God, that is transparent to the point that you can see God's work in that life. Think about the lovely. Think about those people and places and things that bring a love and fondness for the body of Christ in your life. Think about the good. Think about those people who bring good news and a good report, the things which you learned and received and heard and saw in God's leadership. Think about Jesus. Think about the one in whom nothing was hidden. Think about Jesus and His nobility. Think about the one that promises justice. Think about the Jesus that is pure and holy. Think about Jesus, the Son sent by the Father, who loved us and our whole world. Think about the good report we have, the good news of a Lord Jesus who does not forsake us, but builds us up in Him. Think on these things, and the God of peace will be with you. The point is this: God wants us to remember the Lord and dwell on His goodness. Do you need peace? Think about the Jesus you have right now. Rejoice in the knowledge that the body of believers cares about you. In Paul's case, they didn't act and he was discouraged. Paul did not hold it against them that they didn't act. When they remembered him and cared for him, he was reminded of Jesus. When we express our love and concern and care of others, Jesus becomes real to them. Practice contentment. This is not need. Contentment is not our physical or financial condition. Fullness and emptiness are irrelevant. Recognize where real strength comes from. Our strength in life is dependent not on things. Our strength comes from Christ who strengthens us. The principle is clear. The reality of Jesus' presence and support overcomes life's problems because He's the one who strengthens in all circumstances. He gives strength to us. Jesus Christ tells us how that strength comes in John 15, verses 4 and 5. Jesus says, "Abide in me, and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine, no more can you, except you abide in me. I in the vine, you are the branches. He that abides in me, and I in him, the same brings forth much fruit. For without me, you can do nothing." That's why St. Paul explains in today's lesson, "I rejoiced in the Lord greatly that now at last your care for me has flourished again. Not that I speak in regard to need, for I have learned in whatever state I am to be content. Everywhere and in all things I have learned both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me." Here's the point. God's word assures us that Jesus will give us the strength to get along in the world. So we can get along in the world. People have been doing that for a long time. What is different about the Christian life, the Christian way of living? You need peace? Look to the Jesus who will return. Our focus is to be on Christ. It doesn't say yesterday. It doesn't say today. It doesn't say tomorrow. It says always. No sometimes here. No after a while here. No maybe here. No once in a while here. And when you do it, rejoice, be glad, and be joyful. His gentleness is to fill us. That's what happens with His joy. Joy comes from a recognition that Jesus is coming. There is peace when we look to the coming of the Lord. Here's the point. Knowing that Jesus is returning changes things. The world always has turmoil and flux and deterioration and destruction. It's running down. But in the midst of this, we can look to Jesus. We can know that He's with us, and we can know we will be physically with Him. He is our peace. How is your peace of mind this morning, my friends? Has the world got you caught up in its fretting and worry? Have you considered Jesus in your life? God's Word reminds us we can have Jesus. We can experience Jesus. We can look to Jesus. Do you want peace? The Bible is clear. Pray. It's simple. Tell God you know He is right, that you are a sinner and that you can't get your world together by yourself. Tell God you are sorry for going it alone, for doing all kinds of things that have separated you from Him, that you need His leadership in your living. Jesus says He'll come into your life, actually come into your heart, when you pray this prayer. As we end our time together, let us join in the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. Receive the Lord's benediction. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you His peace. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, please join us for worship this morning at 10 a.m. if you can. Zion Lutheran Church is a liturgical traditional Lutheran church located in Silver Hill on the corner of 4th Avenue and 7th Street. We are one block south of State Highway 104 and two blocks west of Highway 55. If you find the Silver Hill Library landmark, you are just a block away. Look for our signs. Want more information about our Lutheran Fellowship? Come to our website, www.lutheransinsilverhill.com, or give us a call at 945-5209. May God bless you in your spiritual walk this week, and don't forget to catch God's loving kindness in the morning next Sunday, same time and same place on your radio dial. Have you got a Bible? No? Give us a call at 945-1076 for a complimentary paperback New King James Version Bible. Have you had the opportunity to bless a child in India or in Baldwin County? Zion Lutheran Church understands that the Holy Spirit brings people together within the body of Christ to accomplish His will. We have two mission projects that perhaps the Holy Spirit might plant on your heart. The first project relates to the Dalit children in Charala. We used to call the Dalit people the Untouchables. Children are the hope of the Indian church in many ways, but the Dalits are out of the education loop in India. St. Paul's Lutheran Public School in Charala, Andhra Pradesh, India, can use our help for Dalit education. The second potential project relates to you if you live north of I-10 and south of I-65 in Baldwin County. We at Zion believe that the Lord wants to establish a Lutheran fellowship in this area. If the Lord lays the needs of the Dalit children on your heart, or if you desire to be part of a Lutheran fellowship in North Baldwin, please call us at 945-5209.